The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is.
Okay, so it's a very monumental occasion here. It's the 700th episode of Talk is Jericho, and thanks to all you guys for being with me for all this time. And we thought, what can we do to put on a show that people don't even know that they want until they hear it, and might not even want it once they do? And of course, it's the return of Talk and Shop to Talk is Jericho. Talk and Shop has now gone on to become a huge podcast in its own right, but we're back here, man, for the first time in like almost 2 years. We've toured the world together. We got Big LG, we got Carl Anderson here, Chato, and our rotating fourth is a piece of shit, Rocky Romero.
Oh, hey.
And Rocky sucks.
It's great, and I think we've Hawaii, China.
Yeah. Is there Germany in there?
Nuremberg?
The disaster known as Nuremberg.
Nuremberg was a real mess.
Well, thanks for remembering my name, Chris. I was a little off
there. Well, because I didn't know if we called you Chato on the show, because your real name's up on the thing, so it kind of threw me off for a bit.
In full-blown Talk and Shop story, here we go. So I'm following a diet plan, correct? And I went to this store called Publix in Florida, right? And I went there and I went to go buy something. I came back home and I was accused of my wife of smashing drinks on the way there before I got home. She just went off on me hard.
Did you?
Yeah, tell the truth now.
And I got to be honest.
Open Pandora's box here, pal.
It's Talking Jericho. No, I did not. I did not.
Okay.
It's the first Talking Shop presented by Talk is Jericho that I'm not drunk.
Not necessarily.
And so if she,
that's not true.
If she busts in and she's hot as f- here we are, boys.
So we did have the last one. If you guys remember, this one was live in New York City, sober edition.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did do that. Yeah.
Which was instantly forgettable because we're actually making sense and like,
yeah, we not really very good.
We had nothing to talk about.
I'm ready to get smashed.
No common ground.
Don't even know each other. But it was actually a good one, though, to be 100% honest, right?
Well, it was a good one. The absolute worst one was Talk and Shop Nuremberg because we were so f-ing loaded.
Just
terrible. Anthrax showed up for some reason and we had
so
nothing
wild
to say to them.
Hey, you know what? Now we're unhandcuffed. We're unhinged. We can talk about the Anthrax incident and nobody gets fined.
You're right. But
nobody.
Yeah, here's what I think we should do.
Trouble.
I think we should start off as we always do with our natural host, Carl yes. Anderson, because he's always the most he's got his shit together more than the rest of us.
He's eloquent. Yeah.
He's eloquent. Yeah. Yes. He's the most responsible out of all of us. So now on the Talk is Shop, or sorry, Talk is Jericho 700. I'm now turning the reins over to Carl Anderson to kick it in with Talk and Shop presented by Talk and Jericho live during the pandemic. That's what we'll call this one.
Here we go. Talk is Jericho presents Talk is Jericho 700.
Yes.
Presents Talk and Shop. And you know, the fact that you even want to do this really, really really blows us away because all the rest were so terrible.
I'm wondering if any of us are going to stop stuttering long enough to actually podcast. No one's got a goddamn sentence out yet. We're all going,
because everybody's sober.
We're talking shop, the stutterer's edition. Everybody drink up so we can get normal, please.
So anyway, so talking chop. Here we go, guys. It's
the machine. Get it together, bud.
Big LG there. Doc Gallows now. He's actually, so would it actually be the big DG? Because we need to change that name a little bit.
No, we don't need to change the name until you take off the stupid plain shorts. You're not giving me any shit. It's the Big LG Doc Gallows, pal.
Gotcha.
Big LG, I like that. It doesn't have to stand for the other name. It could stand for Larry.
Large. Yeah, I read the old my popping already. Some guy messaged me and goes, I always thought when you were talking on Talking Shop about Larry Auto Pro Wrestling, you were sponsored by Larry's Auto Body. Because no one gets the Larry Auto thing. I thought it was so clever. Then everyone thinks that just I run wrestling out of like an old brake shop or something, which I might do. I don't know.
Well, Chris, who's the rotating four? It's the rotating fourth is, well, the old host of the original Talking Shop, one of the hosts, Rocky Romero. Hello, Rock.
Time you guys had me on this damn thing.
Hey, Rock, how are you?
Man? I was really pissed off that you didn't. You didn't. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I finally made it.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
He was pissed off about it.
Yeah, he was pissed off about it. About Rocky's issues with Barry Bloom having to deal with that. And that's something we can bring up hundreds and hundreds of times.
This is like when we went over to Stone Cold Steve Austin's house and he thought that Rocky was just our minion. So he just talked to us the whole time. Then after we were done and everyone was hammered, he's like, oh, shit, you're from New Japan Pro Wrestling. You're Rocky Romero.
I was the same
thing. He just thought he was our stooge the whole time.
From what you guys told me then, actually, when I went to work for New Japan, I realized that Rocky was kind of in charge of everything. I was like, oh, my God, I feel bad every time I call him a piece of shit on the air because that's what Gallows told me to say.
He's an office stooge.
But you never stopped, Chris. I appreciate
that. He stayed true for him.
I never will, baby. But you know, we got to have, though, the one thing that we're missing, though, is we got to have Howard Finkel pop in and give the introductions.
God rest
well,
Howard.
Hold on a second. Let's rephrase that. Hold on. Say something, Rocky.
What's that?
What? Just say
you're a piece of shit.
Just talk.
Anything, Rocky.
You know, I don't know. I'm just happy to be here, guys.
He's happy to be involved.
I'm just, I feel like
there's someone at the door here. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Let me go answer the door. Oh, Hold on.
Who's that?
Thank you.
Oh, this is a professional.
Ladies and gentlemen, shut up, Rocky. Shit. You mother. You're not even supposed to be bucked.
Hello.
Back up here. Take off your pads and listen to the worst podcast ever, Talking Shop. They all talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho, mama. Drink your drinks, motherfuckers. Talk in shop.
Thank you, Howard. So, Gallows, so...
Yeah, what is it?
So, when did you start pregaming for Talk is Jericho presents Talking Shop? Tell the truth.
This is literally the first drink I poured. I just got done working out. I had to get up for my stepson's birthday after having a show last night and all the boys partying until 6 a.m. I had to get up, go to a restaurant like a real human. I felt like shit all day.
Time out.
I remember we're doing this. I just made the biggest high boot cocktail of all time. It's a lot of vodka. Diet anything. Squeeze of citrus for those who don't know.
Did you party until – were you up until 6 a.m. with
them? I went to bed at 6:18 a.m.
Nice.
Even better. And what time did you wake up for breakfast?
Well, my stepson came in around noonish saying that he wanted to go to the Japanese restaurant, but Big Daddy needed another couple hours until it was time for the kick-out ski.
So it wasn't. So breakfast was about 3:30?
Yeah, about 3:30 shrimp cocktail.
Breakfast. I like how you do all. Well.
Happy birthday, kid.
Happy birthday, boy.
Hey, we're going to Hibachi. My stepdad with the tattoos is so cool. What a piece of shit.
That's all right.
Anyways, though, this
keeps falling down. We'll get more PlayStation, son. Whatever you need.
Chris Jericho, brother, thank you for allowing us this platform as usual. And I'm so glad that the heat has subsided between us with us deciding to re-sign with WWE.
You just can't not go back to this, can you?
I can't because it really bothers me. Well, as friends, you can bring that stuff up.
You can't.
Absolutely. You realize you made a mistake.
It's one of those things, too. It wasn't even heat. It was just more of like typical brothers just not talking. And then if you don't talk for a week and then it goes a month, then it comes 6 months. And then like you have this – it's the same thing that Slash told me had with him and Axel because they didn't talk for so long and everyone else was talking.
Yeah.
They just said, well, f*** him. And then when we finally talked like minutes later, it was like, well, that was a waste of a year.
Yeah, well, we could have been hanging out.
Wish I had that back.
Yeah, well, that was cool. Well, yeah, like we've said before, we clearly made the wrong decision re-signing with WWE because and it's nice to get that out there because it's nice to get that out there on Talk is Jericho's platform because that's just something that ate at us for a while.
But the thing is, here's the thing. You didn't know that at the time. You didn't know. I mean, they're throwing the whole birthday cake and you know, the bag of chips and whatever the kids say is all the stuff that you need. But you know, you didn't know.
Yeah, but with that said, Chris, though, we did know.
Okay.
And we did know deep inside, and we made the wrong decision.
Well, we had signer's remorse. Yeah. We said that from the get-go. I mean, but yeah. let's shift to the positive though and look
you
at what's going on.
You guys got two nice houses out of it though.
Outside of the outside of WWE. I got a huge house. you've been there.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
All right.
Speaking of ancestry, my mark ass nephew Doc Gallows went to take a piss. It's me, Sex Ferguson, buddy. Yay! I found out that motherfucker was my nephew on there. I didn't want to pay a cent, and I haven't yet. But I'm here because I see that beady-eyed, long-nosed motherfucker down there in the corner. He looks like Chad Too Bad. Maybe he should get on ancestry.com. Well, tell him this: Friday, November 13th, Talking Shop, a Mania 2. I'm announcing it live right here. On Talking Shop via Talk is Jericho. I'm coming for you, Too Bad. It ain't gonna be an eye for an eye. It's gonna be a ball for a ball match. Bury me alive. I'll rip your fucking nutsack off. I'm out. Fuck you, buddy. Yeah.
I ain't selling that shit. Really? You're going all the way with the date, huh? We're just breaking it all, and we're going ahead with the announcement.
Did we decide on a date?
We didn't announce a date.
13th at 10 p.m.
Is that a shoot?
We can always later on if you change it, go November
19th.
Change it all.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for handling that for us.
Did you ever understand Sex Ferguson? Did you ever get him?
No. Well, I mean, obviously, he's an old school brother. Like, I'm kind of thinking he's kind of like a Michael Hayes sort of guy.
I guess, yeah.
That type of thing. Did you ever understand him?
Well, no. The first time we ever did it, he started doing that. And I remember going, why is he doing the voice? Great. I didn't understand it yet. Then they kind of explained he's an old school guy. Okay, he did it again. I didn't get it. He did it again, and I didn't get it. And then, obviously, it became funny because it is funny once you understand it. But when you have to really know the background of this son of a bitch. And that's... It's not Gallows. It's Sex Ferguson. You got to understand him but you also got to understand Sex Ferguson,
guys.
Because Sex Ferguson actually is Sex Ferguson actually is Gallows. That's the problem.
It's Gallows' uncle. Ancestry.com. You heard it.
But let me ask you guys a question. Putting my host hat back on again. You guys had Talking Shop of Mania, the worst pay per view ever made.
Ever made.
Yep. Total shit. Horrible / hilarious. Amazing and a financial success. From what I understand, tell us a little bit about what you guys about your thoughts while you're making it, and especially afterwards, because it was a menagerie.
It was a shit
of
show.
Many things.
Chris. I didn't want to do it at all. And Gallows, maybe when we got canned right away, Gallows was on us immediately for this pay per view in his backyard, which I thought was insane. But, you know, you got to understand that Gallows is insane, but he's also a...
It was a terrible idea.
But
you know what? How many guys do you see get let go or leave somewhere or do whatever, and they get bitter and they get mad and they say some bullshit, and then it goes away and they look like
you
a bitter
like
guy?
Me?
Yes, exactly like you.
No. Every Friday night.
What better way to fucking come back at something like that than to spoof it, parody it, and make a fucking six figures off of it? I think we're goddamn geniuses for it.
But you've always been a hustler too, though. You were always running indie shows. As a matter of fact, they made you stop running the indie shows when you signed with the Fed. You signed up in New York,
supposedly.
wink, wink.
Well, Chris, let him explain that because
then there was a pandemic, and he was
running shows about halfway through this 4-year run we had in the Fed, and well. They shut him down about halfway through because,
yeah,
Yeah, because he wasn't allowed to anymore.
Well, that's what you're not allowed. He wasn't supposed to do them.
So like any good brother would do, I just sold the promotion and then changed the name and started silently running more.
Chris, I want to talk about that. So how much did you sell this WrestleMerica for, Gallows, and how'd that go down? And how did you sell anything? And what did you sell? What came along with this? No, Chris. I want you to understand. I want you to hear this. So okay. Gallows sold. Gallows, great. Hold on. Hey, Gallows, you just be quiet a second. So he's sold.
What is this? Another Gallows roast?
He sold WrestleMerica, which is what? I don't know. Something he
it's
ran.
A very famous worldwide wrestling company.
So he sold this. He sold this to him. He sold this to
Allegra, Georgia.
Okay, he sold this to a man. He sold what did you sell to this guy? Yeah, and what all did he get?
He got the rights.
He got the rights to the town. For what?
What an old school brother, dude.
He got a set of steps, a bell, some belts, a ring that may or may not have been an old WCW ring. I don't want to discuss it here. Now he's off and running. He's very happy, and so
and
am
he,
I.
And he owns the city of Rome, Georgia, apparently, as signed by
he owns Barnesville, founder. Georgia, the old wrestling capital of the South. The new one's Dublin. You know, it's not a big deal.
I wonder if he has buyer's remorse.
He loves it.
So you have this experience running these shows. So when you're thinking about Talking Shop of Mania, and Chad said he didn't want to do it, and you wanted to do it, obviously the idea, like you said, a major spoof. But this cast of characters you had on this show was absolutely ridiculous. Because of course you got your Paul McGee's, whatever that idiot's name is.
Come on, Chris.
His name is Paul Lee.
Let's change his name to the idiot Paul McGee, because Chris just made him more famous. Can we do that? Yes, we can. We're booking it.
We've known Paul Lee for a while.
Idiot Paul McGee.
Penzer. You got Penzer there. Oh, by the way, let me tell you a funny story. The night before Penzer left, or two nights before Penzer left, this is when I was still really – I was really mad at you guys before I finally reached out to you. I said, Penzer, I'll pay you $2,000 not to go.
He pulled a cheeky, baby.
Yeah, I said, I'll pay you exactly.
That was way more than we gave Penzer. He should have taken it.
No, what did he say? I'll pay you $2,000 to go break Rocky's leg. No, and he goes – and I was loaded, man. It was like 4 in the morning. Wife was – No. And yelled at me, and I was like, "I'll pay it $22,000 on the show." Then the next day, he's like, "Were you serious?" I'm like, "Serious about what?
What are you talking about, Penzer?"
He goes, "About the $2,000 for what? For going?" I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?"
That's a Y2J classic.
Holy, that takes Talking Shop Mania to a whole new level, brother.
Oh, that just my storyline light bulb just went off on that one.
Me too.
And boy, and that would have spoiled your whole show.
Would have been awesome
if Penzer didn't show up. I'm sure.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Gallows, Anderson, Rocky Romero, where'd you find all of these guys to do Talking Shop of Mania?
Well, just started reaching out to a lot of our buddies. And well, as far as the famous people go, like, we reached out to our buddies and said, look, we're self-funding this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And everybody was bored, man. It was a pandemic. No one's getting out of the house. So everyone was like, oh, we'll go to Gallo's house. We'll film some shit. We'll party a little bit. And everybody did. They were super helpful. And it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And then after it was over, that's when the regret set in for me, because I was going to do it no matter what. And then I realized I just let these people destroy my entire home.
Dude, let's talk about that.
I had to get professional cleaners in. I had to get it disinfected. I had to get new toilet paper holders, mirrors in the bathrooms. Like, these animals just destroyed my house. It was unreal.
Talking Shop LLC paid Gallows a shitload of money to clean that.
You guys are about to pay me a shitload of money again on the 30th when the checks come in, brother.
Well, I stayed in one room, and I actually went to open the curtains. I opened the curtain, and like in the whole entire curtain shaft just fell to the ground.
Well, of course it did. It just fell in line with just ripping things out of the walls. Why not?
But here's a brother classic. My first thought was, it was about 7 in the morning, right?
Who do I blame this on?
Our call time was 10 a.m. Well, I wasn't blaming it on myself. We were starting shooting about 10 a.m. My first thought was, Jesus Christ, everyone can look inside this room. How am I going to beat my... That was the very first thing I thought. Buddy, here's the point with the pandemic.
You're turning the shower on and jerk off in my sink? I'm sure someone did that.
I haven't been on the... No, this pandemic really threw me for a loop, brother. I've been on the road since 2008. And all of a sudden... Hello? All of a sudden... All of a sudden, I'm not. So, like, you get a chance to get into a room all by yourself. Like, there's just some weird things you want to do. I mean, let's just keep
it. It was you who left all the sex toys. I wonder what that meant.
Yeah, I just was beating myself with Christine's dildo.
Tito, Pablo.
Pablo, Pedro, Paco. They all come out when they get a chance to get out
all
of here.
All the dros.
Well, it's safe to say she likes Latino. But so Rock was really scared of traveling because this was in the middle of it when we're still. I mean,
plus he's
coming
from
time.
LA. Not
I
was freaking up from Tampa out. Either.
Really? Yeah, was that the first time you kind of left your house, Rocky?
Yeah.
Type of thing?
What it was like 5 months or 4 months or whatever it was. I was freaking out. My wife was freaking out. You know, we were worried about the whole thing the whole time.
Because there's so much stuff put on our heads.
Yeah. There is.
And then meanwhile, when you got on the plane and flew back and forth just once, you're like, what's the
pretty
problem?
Normal. It's right. Pretty
you
normal.
Know? Yeah. You know what got me through it was because, to be honest, of the AEW guys I always talk to, you know, you guys have been traveling and stuff. So
we never stopped.
I never stopped. So I asked, like, you know, what's it like? You know, like, any tips or anything? Everybody was like, yeah, you know, keep your mask on, you know, keep your distance. I mean, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like once you actually do it. So
I would rather people keep their distance at the airport anyway. You know,
yeah.
It's actually better. Leave the fuck alone, please.
And so much, dude, nobody's at the airports. And it's beautiful. Right. You know,
it's easy. So, straight through security.
Yep.
Traveling for wrestlers is gone, which is pretty insane. I mean,
because even for you, Rocky, like not to interrupt you, Chad, but I mean, Rocky's main job and pretty much only job at this point, because it's the only company that'll put up with him at this point.
This is true.
Joking, of course, but New Japan, I mean, you're there every tour pretty much.
Yeah.
And you can't go there even if you want.
No, I haven't been to Japan since February when this whole thing went down. And I just, it's so crazy that, you know, we have this massive event, you know, 2 days, 74,000 people, whatever it is, over 2 days. And then all of a sudden, it's like everything is completely shut down.
Right, done.
It's just insane. It's insane. It's insane.
The boys that are there now, how long do they have to stay, Rock?
Well, it's like three or four months right now.
It's crazy, right?
It could be. It could be.
Rock,
nobody
what are you
really
sipping on right now, brother? What are you sipping on?
This is rosé. This is a little bottle of rosé.
It looks like a chemist's bag.
Like a beaker. Yeah.
Blow somebody up with that shit.
Is that something? Is that a wife thing? Or what? I mean, what is
that? Yeah, my wife got. But there's
his wife's making him try new wines, guys.
0 grams of sugar.
Oh, hello.
So it's not bad. Yeah.
So in other words, this is what I have my 0 grams of sugar in.
Well, that's the usual. That well, Jericho's the big one. Jericho just goes straight Grey Goose, baby.
Yeah, we're going to the Grey Goose.
That's the only way we go.
I was going to do Tito's for this, and I should have maybe.
Well, now that we're
in honor of Chris Jericho.
Rock, now that we're talking, off, now it. That we're talking booze, let's talk about the Talkin' Shop partnership.
First
with
Blood,
Leatherwood Distillery out of Tennessee, veteran owned and operated. Talkin' Shop whiskey coming your way. I think we'll be drinking it by the next Talkin' Shop Mania pay-per-view.
Wow! There's another huge announcement.
It's really good. I got pretty shit faced. Felt terrible in the morning. Weird. So you're gonna love it too. Can't wait till you can drink some with us, all of you.
Well, and I'd like to introduce my morning wood. Waking up with all completely wet in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Was that Bismarck?
Yeah, I think so. I just wanted to say morning wood or Fargo or something.
We need to come out with that's going to be our next project, Morning Wood Vodka, sponsored by Chris.
Well, like, yeah, that's a collaborative thing between I think it's Jericho.
That's
and
I think it's us. We don't make any money off it. We just say morning wood
on
our podcast.
The first yellow vodka.
it's got a yellowish hue.
I just think it's a story you can always tell. Like, it's a story you can always tell.
It's the best story ever. Anytime. Anytime. Gallows and Anderson, they're great guys. Oh, they're great guys. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Gallows
are they?
Pissed on me once, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How great is that?
And then the best part is, we don't have to tell the story. You can go back and listen to it again. But Gallows and I had a night. Shadow disappeared. Hawkins was left. Fall asleep in the same bed. Wake up. Gallows is gone and the bed is completely wet. Don't think anything of it. Wake up again. I smell that cold, that's cold urine smell. Once again, don't think any of it.
The cold urine smell.
Just we've go all back been to sleep there, again. Have we?
The best part is he wakes up, realizes that he's done it, and leaves. Yeah. Don't wake me up. I
mean, ran away.
You look over, you see the Ayatollah of rock and roll, one of the greatest characters in the history of our business. You've soaked him in your own urine. You can't wake him up and go, listen, brother, sorry.
A little snowy from the rock there.
Pete on a legend, bro.
you hike up your camel skin piss soaked cowboy boots and you tiptoe out of there and you run away. Hey, like any big man would do.
Because you were definitely still dressed. Everything was on. Yeah.
You know how it is when I have a night. I wake up, boots on the floor, jeans still on, but in this particular case, which we've seen happen before, they were not dry. Like that time, I don't want to incriminate anybody else here.
Well, it always happens.
One of us, yes, we woke up in the same room one time, and I said, "You're in my room." "No, you're in my room." And then I realized I was wrong, so I was like, "Well, I'll put my pants on and leave." Well, have you ever put on cold-soaked piss jeans and traveled 7 floors with families going to breakfast? It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a Gallows special.
Local man who pissed his pants. Good morning, kids.
Wasn't that the end of your partnership of sharing rooms as well?
Yeah, that was around that same time.
No,
yeah.
that was the very beginning of our. That was the beginning of it. We stopped sharing for a different reason. But I've already told. Have I told that one publicly?
What about how you stepped in my
car? Jesus. Yeah, I mean,
the funny thing is, I think you have told that story, but I don't think David Penzer has. And it's funny. Oh shit!
Oh,
hello.
Hello. Penzer's getting worse. Hello, guys. It's me, Penzer. I can't do regular verse.
You know what's funny about? Because so what's funny about all this is, Penzer's lucky to have a booking because. It's not Penzer that Gallows has been making fun of for years. It's son of a bitch.
It's Gary Michael Capetta.
But you thought it was Penzer.
Yeah.
I morphed Capetta into Penzer. And then, you know, Penzer's a way better target anyway because he responds to all of it. And he has real feelings about it. Like,
this is David Penzer. One time Luke Gallows was staying.
Yeah.
In Carl Anderson's room and stepped in his jizz. Wildcat Willie will take over now.
Yeah, he's got a weird high pitch list.
That's kind of a story.
Oh my god,
that's a story. That's a story.
All right, you got 2 snorts out of me already.
We need to get home. We need to change Penzer into homeless Penzer for Talking Shop Mania too. Just have like booze spilled all over him, like a piss stain on his pants. Remember, he was like, "I want to be unshaven and it'll look better for the you know what this is." So let's really dress him down. Pour drinks on him. Beat him up a little. Unbutton his shirt.
He actually was awesome in Talking Shop
Mania. He was great. He's a great ring announcer, man. He's a great ring announcer. That's why I thought
it was. Great comedic timing.
His comedic timing was unreal. He wanted that line. He goes, "Can I say this shit's worse than Sturgis?" And I was
that
like,
"That was great."
Yeah, we didn't think of that. It's amazing.
Please, it was.
So for Talking Shop 2, whether or not it happens, consider there might be a little bit of issues between the two partners here. Who are some other guys that you might?
Three.
Who are some of the other talents that you might want to have involved in this next one? Because you have to have some new. People.
I'll tell you who's number one on our list, but we don't have the budget for it. So we're really going to have to call in a favor with this guy. We're really going to have to dig deep. And the only way to do it is to make a public outcry where he could edit it or he might not. We really are trying to find Clint Bobsky, look him up, figure out some kind of a booking fee on
him. He's a son of a bitch, man.
See if there's a way to bring him into the shop. We haven't had star power of that level yet, but we do have some other great surprises in store.
the talent relations department over at Talking Shop Mania, aka me and Rock, are really working hard on the Bobski angle. We'll have updates to come.
Rock, can you go grab some Tito's for yourself, brother?
Yes. Will you guys not bury me as I go? Yeah,
go ahead, get some. Brother.
Yeah. Says, get out of here. Take those headphones off so I can call you a little
I could tell Rock was like getting a little weird. Like he's kind of like wondering what's going on. Like it's time to get some Tito's for you, brother. Enough of that bullshit wine.
I know what's going on. There's a podcast going on.
You're having too much fun. You're not having enough fun.
Am I saying too much? Should I mute myself?
He heard Chris do that amazing read for Ancestry.com, which is a great service, by the way. But Rock, we're not on our podcast. He got a little nervous because he doesn't like to read on the air. If we cite cursive in front of Rocky,
Chris, do the advertisers send you the talking points in cursive? Because they said they seem to send me the talking points in cursive, and it really confuses me. And I can't
cursive like writing.
Yeah, like cursive writing. I don't know.
They have a plume, like a pen with a feather on it.
Here's the thing, Chris.
Yeah, and I can't read too well.
Rocky can't read, and so Rock starts trying to read. He starts. Stuttering it. Dude, I missed this.
The worst podcast ever. I missed you guys.
Exactly.
No, they don't send it to me in cursive. They send it to me via email like the rest of the world.
Rox is written on paper napkins in cursive.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, Shadow, go ahead and say whatever it was that you're going to say.
We do Boozing with the Boys, Chris, which you came on and out of control with one time. It was amazing, and you've... Well, yeah,
that sounded like a jungle when I went in there. Everyone's just screaming.
It's actually terrifying and annoying, but a lot.
I'm like,
fun.
Shut up!
Yeah, Patreon.com/talking shop if you want to join. So much fun, two times a month.
Yeah, you want to get really fucked up and say anything you want.
Come on and scream with the
second
boys.
Plug.
Yeah, they're just screaming. Like last time, Mama was at my house, right? Mama was up, and he kept trying to steal. He kept stealing the computer from me and kept moving it, and like. And he would just move it. He would just look at the computer and just stare at it like he was ready to fight it. And I'm going, Tommy, you got to get the fuck. Like, you got to talk to these people, brother. Get the fuck out of here.
He insulted every.
He's trying to mean mug all the kids.
He was
on
ready
Zoom.
To fight.
No,
him.
It's the truth.
He verbally abused all our Patreons.
Dude, he goes, man. You know what? Kicked me out of my drunk dog was when you took the computer back, dog, and you were like, yo, you all right? And I was like, damn, yeah, Chad's mad, dog. Then I woke up.
Yeah. When Tama got drunk, he's like, what is this box talking to me? Who are these demons inside this box?
He gets too drunk, he wants to beat the shit out of everyone, and he can. He's a crazy talker. You got to calm him down, you know?
If he wants to, he'll just...
Yes, exactly.
Yes. He's like his dad. He's insane.
Sweetest human ever, and then the switch goes off.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, he's the son of his dad until he gets drunk. His dad maybe drank three flaming cucarachas after I puked because I said I didn't want any more cucarachas. You guys ever been to Mexico? Yeah.
We can't have a little bit of this story. Please go full tilt on this. I've never heard it.
I'll tell you the whole thing. So we were in Acapulco. Okay, I'll tell you the story. We went to Acapulco. The promoter didn't pay us. And Haku Tonga. My name is Tonga. I'm from Tonga. That's the true story. What's your name? Tonga. Where are you from? Tonga. What? What's your name? Tonga. Where are you from? Tonga. My name is Tonga. I'm from Tonga. Okay, buddy. So the promoter wouldn't pay us our fee. So Tonga from Tonga walks up the steps and there's like a door. And
this is not wrestling bullshit.
You guys know his sons. And he literally rips the door off. Like, he doesn't rip it off like Kane and the Hell in the Cell door. But he rips, he pulls it open, and there's this little Mexican promoter hiding behind his desk, screaming, Lomames, 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 Lomames. Tonga comes in, he's like, oh, you owe me, do us money. You owe us the money, you give me the money. So the guy gives us our, 500 pesos each, whatever. So he's super angry. So we go drinking in Acapulco. And this is not Acapulco that you're thinking, where it's like bright lights, big city, like girls everywhere. It's dirty.
It's the other side of the vacation paradise.
People shitting in the streets.
You see on the bus on the way to the resort. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Don't cross this line. If you do, it's like... So we go out and we were super drunk, whatever I was drinking back in those days in the early 90s.
Was it beer, wine?
What was your 90s drink, Chris?
I know you had a vodka man for a while, but
just whatever.
Everything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I think just being a brother.
Whatever you're not saying no to.
And whatever they do, you put your thumb over top of the bottle so you don't get gimmicked.
School.
They put pills in your thing. You don't put your thumb in the top of the bottle. This is 1993. So we end up, and I'm super drunk, and I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm sorry, Tonga. I just puke everywhere.
Okay, it's okay, brother. Drink this.
Flaming Cucaracha. Drink one. Flaming Cucaracha two. Drink two. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's like you're going to do it. Like, you have no choice. Drink the third. And then he literally is carrying me around the streets of Acapulco.
Like that like stupid ass baby Rocky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except well, for like 230 pounds that time, not like Rocky's about 130.
Hey, guys, I'm here. Vibe with you.
Sorry. Sorry. Rock's easy to carry.
Yeah, I actually am. You pulled me like out of your snuggle, car like talking shop with Mania like so, just so.
Sometimes I pick him up and just snuggle him in my bosom when I haven't seen him in a while. Just rub
Who
around
weighs more,
my
me or your oldest son? Tell the truth.
Definitely my oldest son. Yeah.
Brush boy.
Brush boy?
Oh, he's working out of NXT right now under a hood.
I saw him when we were in, when I went to Gallows' indie show a few months ago in
like
Atlanta.
He got so nervous that he was right there talking to you and he had his shit on. He's since grown out of that. He doesn't participate in the shows anymore. Doesn't want to be around. Hates the fact that dad's a wrestler. He's a cool teenager now. He tells everyone at school that I work for State Farm.
Yeah. What?
Like, don't show up.
That's
here
new.
Don't show up here with your sleeveless shirt on. Like, please be normal.
I thought he went back to being happy again because he was a wrestler. He's a worker now. He's one of the boys.
Yeah, but it's just he's into girls, guys, and like that's way. Of course, that's way cooler than
that's
fucking
weird.
Stupid tatted up wrestler dad. You know what I mean?
He wants to be a football player now.
There's a great picture online. Mm-hmm. We're all Slayer fans. I know of Slayer. And the singer of Slayer, his name is Tom Araya, and he's at some red carpet. Yep. And his daughter, she's probably about Brush Boy's age or my daughter's age, 14. And she's just staring like this.
Your dad's the coolest man ever.
even when you're in Slayer, even when you're in Slayer,
where you're just
kids still think you're a nerd.
Please get out of here. Yeah.
That's totally. Right.
Chris.
Let me throw this at you before. Hold that thought, Chad. A cucaracha is 3/4 of an ounce of tequila. Mixed with one half an ounce of Kahlua.
I was about to make
it on fire.
If you make one, I will
go ahead, Rock.
Pop my nuts off. Let's get Rocky fucked up, guys.
So here's the thing. So we're having so much fun. I love that. Like that, the three of us have so much fun, drunk or not, sober or drunk. We always
can we
have
just
fun.
Fly to a Marriott like somewhere in Illinois and hang out.
That's the issue. Is Rock's watching us have so much fun? He's going. Oh shit! What am I going to do? So he's running to make himself, and also he has no children, so he still has power in the house. He can go to that thing and make himself a nice big one.
Right. I will say this: I always love the fact during Talk and Shop, and I much respect and give you full credit that Chato's always the voice of reason during these shows and holds it together. Even when he's super drunk, he's never the drunkest in the room because it's either Gallows or Jericho. And if Gallows is at 99,
Chris and I have this problem like where if I see him drinking, it makes me want to drink more. And I think it's kind of the same for him.
Well, like, there's times when like Gallows,
the way that story started,
I still see it like in Mexico or we did one in Mexico, Germany, and Australia and China.
Yeah.
I can still
Australia,
like,
there's China,
Rock. There you go, Rock. Yeah.
I can still see like.
In honor, it's bigger than
God, Tito's ball looks huge. It's bigger than his torso, guys. He's gonna die.
That's bigger than you, Rock. You barely hold it up.
Yeah, Rock, get your wife in there to help you pour that motherfucker so you don't fall down.
Yeah. Hey, get Emily.
Can you tag that? Can you tag with that in Japan and win the Tiz idols?
That's the new Kozlov. It's just your Tito's bottle.
All right. So, Chad, were you finished? Did you have another thought? Or
who gives a shit? Yeah.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
So I go to the Tokyo Dome, and I've been dealing with God bless Tiger Hattori. That guy,
he's never going to retire.
They had their first offer. He's the best. But when we were putting together my deal to work with Kenny, he at one point wanted me to pay for my own travel.
What are you thinking? I was about to go get some mixes. Hold on. Why wouldn't you?
What? And we're like, can we get some help? Rocky, do you remember me texting you? It's like, can you help us, man? Because, like, I don't know, Tiger with his
Chris, man, you got miles,
or he's just trying to pull a rib on me.
Use your miles, man.
You got miles, bro.
Yeah, Ayatollah of rock and roll. Just fly yourself in for the.
Use your miles. No
problem. What is this? Gallows Championship Wrestling?
You're in Japan 6 years. You use miles.
Chris, what's your point?
So I go. Finally, Rocky helps out, comes in. We put together an awesome deal. Amazing. We have a great business, match. We made a lot of money with New Japan World. We sold an extra 10,000-15,000 tickets in the Dome. It was great. So I go, then I'm thinking, like, Rocky's a pretty big name now. And like I said, all I ever knew from him was you guys calling him a total piece of shit.
They call me a minion. I'm not their
minion. So I go. He comes to the ring with Tokyo
there
Express.
There we go. Now we're talking shop, Chris. You can really talk.
Japanese regular drink. What is that? Now I'm back stuttering again.
Roppongi
Express. He's part of the Roppongi Express.
Express is awesome.
I'm like a train.
But he's not even in the team. Like, he's the manager. So he comes to ring with a giant jetpack.
He's the manager.
And he's wearing a literal jetpack, and he flies down the rampway about 6 inches off the ground. Like, and when he gets to the bottom of the rampway, some dude kicks him in the face, and he falls down.
Oh, yeah.
And he proceeds to lie there for 30 minutes. And then his team wins, and he flies to the ring and picks him up over his shoulders, and they fly back to the dressing room. I was like, what the hell did you do, man?
Yeah, I got paid real well for that one.
Hey, you got his monthly. Chris, we went to
monthly.
Gallows is leaving. This is too much.
Hear yourself.
Talking shop on Talk is Jericho is too much, man. None of us.
It's never changed. That's how you know that the no beats have ever changed between us. So this is just as bad as Nuremberg. Tell us a story about. You're gonna say something about Rocky.
I might have even told it, but I think we need to actually go a little more in depth to it. We went to Stone Cold's house after a Raw, Stone Cold Steve Austin's house, because Stone Cold wanted us on his podcast, right?
What?
So we go there and we show up with Rocky, right? So he knows us just because he happens to have seen Raw, and we happen to be on there. And he yes, it is.
Jesus, Gal, is that a drain that you're pouring that into?
There's his Dixie vodka.
Go ahead, Chad, sorry.
But we got little Rocky with us, right?
For the booking yesterday.
And Stone Cold gives Rock a little hello, right. Brother. You know, a little brother shake.
Hey, little Mark, get out of my house. So, you're going to go to my side house where I record my podcast and wait for the rest of us.
We do the podcast, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't
blah.
Know this till after. Too.
By the end, we're just laughing after the podcast, just hanging out and talking Steve style. And then, like, Steve has to go do a talk show the next day. And Steve
wants
us
to get our drunken asses out of his house is what
happened. Well, we think he's lying because he wants us out of the house, right? But he actually had to do a talk show,
which does make a lot of sense,
right? But he had to actually do a talk show. But he goes, he looked at Rock, he hits Rock in the shoulder, he goes, go ahead and get that Uber. He hits Rock. He tells Rock to get the Uber, and I go, yeah, Rock, get that Uber, brother.
I didn't know them motherfucking. I didn't know tag team guys had assistants. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Get them an Uber.
Hey, so that made us cooler to Stone Cold.
Work on top. What?
That made us cooler to Stone Cold because we had a guy with us. You know,
we had an assistant. Tag teams don't have assistants. What?
Hey, go get that Uber, little fella. And Rock goes, all right.
So now my like David's different. When I'm drunk. Shifting, sure,
go ahead, Gallows. Hit it again.
What?
You're out of shape. You haven't seen in a while. Put on your pants and put on your shirt. Let's stop and shop. Or
drunk Gallows talks like he talks with no teeth as Stone Cold. Go ahead, Gallows.
He just did that. Talking shop or Gallows.
Oh, this is fun. Hey, Rock, before you get too hammered, let's do our last cheap plug until we go into more brother talking because we got to talk about this because it happens this week. I'm going to let you do it. And when it gets weird for you, I'm getting – well, I had to
– Is that a Kleenex? You just shoved the Kleenex and say, we got to talk about this.
My citrus is making
something?
A mess on my little podcasting table.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Cheap. Tell them about Tombstar. Tell them about Tombstar.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make a specific
there. Cheap Leg number three is we're working on an animated series that's going to debut on Instagram. It's called The Gimmicks. Baby. It's the first time you've ever heard about it. It's actually phenomenal. We're working with an amazing team. They're called Toonstar. It's an amazing studio out in LA. And basically, we're doing South Park meets wrestling. It's insanity. All the insanity from Talking Shop and Mania, we're bringing to you in an animation as a cartoon. It's unfiltered, it's raw, it's real, and it's pretty crazy. We make fun of a lot.
Tell
of
them
shit.
About the stars. We got Chico El Luchador, we got Chad Too Bad, we got Sex Ferguson, of course, the star of the show.
Right.
And then we have Enzo. N-Z-O will be Enzo's joining there. Us.
Crazy
and from the world of adult film, Lisa Ann will also be with us as part of the show called The Gimmicks.
What are you talking about? Really?
I love this, man. Here's what I love about you guys. The day that you got unfairly released, in my opinion, you guys go and have like 17 projects right away. And this, but hold on. Let me finish. Here's how you make it in the wrestling business. And guess who told me this 22 years ago? Sorry, holy shit, 32 years ago. Jesse the Body Ventura. My dad was playing in a celebrity hockey game, and Jesse the Body was there in Winnipeg. And he said, if you really want to make it, I could do the accent of the voice, but I'm terrible at it.
Chris.
Who's that?
Hey, Chris. Can't do it. He's got the Minnesota accent. If you really want to make it in wrestling, make sure that you can succeed outside of Vince's system.
You're
vote
talking
for me.
Style, Gallows and Jericho both wanted to talk over each other.
We both want to do the bad impression so bad.
Well, Chris, that's what we do. Chris was going to do it, and Gallows was like, blah, blah,
blah. Hold on. He might be back again,
Chris,
Gallows.
If you
want
to make it in professional wrestling, you have to make it outside of Vince McMahon's WWF.
That's actually really good.
that's good. That's really better than his terrible Stone Cold he just dropped out of the Panzer team. So you redeemed like yourself.
Stone Cold usually really good. It's Dixie Vodka makes him do Stone Cold with no teeth.
Heath now thinks that anytime I book him for something that he has to bring me a handle of vodka because he doesn't understand wrestling outside of WWE. So he thinks that's like. Heath thinks that's what you do for promoters.
Who does?
So I have all this Dixie, which I started drinking too, but every time he comes over, he just brings me a handle. So I kind of use that as my podcast vodka now because I know if I book Heath, I'm getting a handle.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Wait, guys, I was enjoying Jericho putting us over.
Yeah,
we're getting way off subject. I mean,
well, we didn't finish our pitch because the real gimmicks is going to be the Instagram handle for this. We're gonna launch it on all of our socials.
That's a great idea.
Go ahead.
I think I can track down Clint Bobsky for that one if he doesn't get scissored by this.
We're gonna have a ton of cameos, and I promised, which was a false promise to the people over at the Gimmicks, that I thought there was a really good chance we could get Jericho for an animated cameo. I think it would be amazing.
Real Gimmicks.
Oh, the real me? Oh, for
Let's
sure.
Let's do it.
Can't sue me.
Sue yourself.
I'm still kind of obsessed with the Clint Bobsky thing, but yes, I think that absolutely, man, in the words of the late, great Cliff Burton. But my point was, Jesse said, you know, if you want to really make it, you got to do it outside of the Vince system. And, you know, all jokes aside, that's kind of how AEW got up and running. But then when you guys do your thing, it's great. Like the fact that you guys did Talk and Shop of Mania it seemed like a month. It might have been 2 months, whatever it was. It's like these guys get it. Wrestling is not this. Wrestling is as big as you want it, especially nowadays when there's so many platforms. Listen, we're doing Talk and Shiz. On Zoom, and it feels like we're in the same room. It's almost as fun.
Like, you know, you got Jericho, the AEW brother. You got Rocky, the New Japan brother. You got me and Gallows, literally.
Impact brothers. That's right.
The Impact brothers. Like, there's three different companies just sitting here talking, bullshitting, and nobody has a problem with any of it. And it shouldn't.
Future right here, man.
It is, man. And it shouldn't
be
that way.
That's the way it should be.
Companies for a second. But, Chris, this isn't a burial to anybody, but how about the fact that you guys are kicking so much ass, you're hitting over a million viewers on TV.
Oh, here we go.
That the other
the other show is not on the same night now. Is that a big Horowitz to the back, or is that a hey, this is awesome and wrestling's great?
First of all, my new nickname since so my segment was the highest drawing segment all year on any Wednesdays. So now I'm gonna start.
I saw that on Instagram and I love it.
You gotta get a belt
and
hats, whatever you want.
T-shirts, bandanas. Stay tuned for the Million Viewer hue. Man vodka coming out next week.
It has a yellow hue. It's not potato based.
But here's the thing.
God.
This is taken from actual sheets from the Bismarck Hampton Inn. Oh,
I bet. Because you did do a gallows no teeth. Gallows turned so cold into having dentures.
I'm on so much shit that my teeth shrunk.
Hold on.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hold on, Toothless Stone Cold.
I paid this bill back.
You dude.
Come on, I paid this bill. Gallo turned into Toothless Stone Cold back.
I'm dying.
Toothless Stone Cold. I'm gonna have cramp.
Oh my gosh,
man. Oh man.
Yeah, here's the thing though. This is what I feel. And I said it online, so I'll say it here too. NXT, just go.
You guys gave
a good college try. Go do your own thing on a different night. Draw as many numbers as you can. Get great demos, because when you come up against us, you have an egg on your face. And that's every time. Your demo, the demo thing is a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. They go from a 26 in the demo to a top 10 when they go to a Tuesday. Just go.
It's over.
You made your point. Do your thing. But here's the problem. I don't think it's just Vince that wants the competition. I think their network does as well. Because, listen, when we do 1.2 million, whether it's for 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, Raw's lowest hour that same week was 1.6. We're now getting like within striking distance.
And for whatever reason, it's falling. Not to even shit on them. It's not one of those things, but it is. And now the alternatives are getting cooler.
It is what it is.
It's an amazing time in the business. It's awesome.
So what if they decide to put NXT in a different night, and then suddenly the next, you know, 2-3 weeks or whatever.
What if he hits a 1.7, baby?
Man gets,
what if he does?
Sorry.
Now what?
What if he does? What if we get 1 minute higher than Raw does, and USA has paid Raw $250 million a year, whatever it is? Hey. That's bad. That's bad. So I think that it's all a calculated chess game. But listen, and you guys know this, we're just doing what we do. We have no idea what NXT is. We don't care. We just worry about our own stuff. New Japan, you're worrying about your shit. Gallows and Anderson, Impact, everything you're doing. We're just worried about us. Let's put on the best stories we can, the best show we can.
I got to say, AEW has been killing it during this whole quarantine thing and not being able to be in front of fans till recently, right?
Just small amounts, but you're right. Just like New Japan, like 5,000 people in the Jingo Stadium, whatever. Like, you know,
this whole time, consistent. Every product, the product just keeps building, storyline building. The shit with you and Orange Cassidy is phenomenal.
Yep.
It's so entertaining. You know, for me, it's the most entertaining portion of the show, and I love it. And I just kudos to you guys. I mean, you guys are killing it. You know,
you guys have a good atmosphere to watch in the show too.
Thanks,
that's something that we're talking about right now. Is how do we figure it out with the location and where we're at? Like, because I think we're putting out some good shit right now, but it's tough when there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Impact is good.
And you have been. Listen, Don's amazing. Obviously, Don's one of my oldest friends, but Don and Scott D'Amore and Ed and all those cats, Impact has been a really good show for the last 2 years. It's just one of the things. You just have to
keep
letting people know that it's out there and kind of get rid of the snake, when it got down and now it's coming back up.
And that's what it is. And to put those guys over for a minute, like, we can't talk enough good about Scott and Don and the freedom and the support they've given us for all this outside shit, because, like, everything, I guess, does happen for a reason. If we would have stayed in WWE, there would be no Talking Shop. There'd be no Talking Shop of Mania. There'd be no beer. There'd be no whiskey. There'd be none of this stuff. And to have a company that actually goes, hey, guys, we love you're doing this. We're going to put it on TV. We're going to promote it for you. We're going to help you. Here, drink your beers on TV, even though you can't buy them in the store yet. Like, we're like, what the f***? Really? Are you serious? Well, yeah, it's great for us. It's great for you. Co-branding. What a breath of fresh air, man. That's great.
Let me say this. I would say I would say this as friends of yours and fans of your work. Former tag team partner, we had a couple of weeks of the six men, so they just threw it together. I don't think you guys were ever cut out for WWE.
Yep.
I don't think they ever understood what to do with you, and I don't think you can understand it, but I don't think you guys ever felt that vibe there. There's certain guys that are cut out to just be creative and make money, and I feel that Gallows and Anderson never quite fit into that.
100%. But most importantly,
do you agree with that, Shadow?
Chris, I 100% agree with that. But most importantly, I wonder what Toothless Stone Cold thinks of that.
I think what you said was pretty damn on point. You know what I'm saying? He's pausing. It's some time to get creative up in this moment.
That's when Stone Cold didn't have teeth and Gallows gets hammered.
We got too serious for a while. I wanted to hear about Toothless Stone Cold for so long. Like, the Toothless Stone Cold, where the f*** did he come from?
Well, his teeth fell out of his goddamn mouth and now he's up in the trying to pound him and he ain't got no teeth.
Yeah, Chris, we got way too on track with that. Talk a child.
It's okay to...
I know. That was one of the best interview segments that we've ever had. But you know, it's a weird thing that's funny. Oh, hold on, guys.
Oh, he's back.
Reptile?
Hey, so last time I saw you guys, you promised me a booking in Puerto Rico. But when I flew down there was no booking and no return flight.
No.
So I'm wondering, are you going to book me for Talking Shop of Mania like you promised the last time? But I got no envelope. I got no deposit. I got no Spirit Airplane ticket. And I got no hotel room at the Red Roof Inn.
So creatively for Reptile, like if you're a Talking Shop fan, we had nothing for Reptile. We just go.
Primo and Epico are released. So I should be their partner and we could do 6 months.
They want too much money, though, brother.
Yeah, they're expensive.
The shit writes itself. On behalf of Primo and Epico, here's Reptile. By the way, top three best moments in Talking Shop presented by Talk is Jericho history was when Reptile called Carlos Colon with the roach.
Legend Carlos Colon in Puerto Rico has to humor his son. And he's just talking to these just drunken dipshits. And he probably goes, oh, well, Jericho's in there too. So like, I got to humor this. And he's just sitting at his house going, these guys, man.
Well,
my son's hammered.
The best part was Reptile calls. Reptile goes, I choose the coast to coast.
Was Reptile Gallows at that point? Oh, I'd be like, but Jericho,
yeah, it's always been Gallows. But no one can see because it's only audio.
Actually, I think Reptile.
Shadow worked with them and then Gallows took it over and called Carlos Colon. So then finally, that was when Primo was the rotating fourth. Yeah. I believe it was that shit show known as Talking Shop in Nuremberg, which we still have to talk about the Anthrax show. And finally, Primo goes, So Dad, do you want to book him? And Carlos Colon, book Reptile, and Carlos was like, sure, why not?
I mean, just Carlos just being in the business for so long just goes, these guys. Yeah, my son's just.
I have a great way to do Reptile. Yeah, they're off the rocket. It just came to me. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna hold it for.
Don't you think that if Reptile was a real guy, he had no mask on, he looks like Uncle Rico from. from you know what I mean? He's Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the same physique. But he also thinks he's a karate guy.
Ethan Page has been popping with that karate guy shit. He might be who plays Reptile. He's been pretty.
Ethan Page.
I think Ethan Hawke would be better.
He might be a little more expensive, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to fit into the Talking Shop budget like Clint Bobsky.
You mean the training day guy? Jesus.
We should get Denzel.
So, Big LG, is this a story that we should just tell or leave? We were going to talk about the Nuremberg anthrax.
Unhinged handcuffs off.
Or should we just leave it or what?
I already forgot it because we're I'm into Heath Miller's Dixie vodka. What the million viewer man?
We all got fired. You didn't get fired. Anyway, so
you didn't get fired, but we got fired. But we're all somehow going to make more money. It's weird. Anyway, well, you're making.
you whispered in your ear your contract one night. You're like an NBA player.
Actually, hold on a second, boys. Hold on. This is a true story. I'm not saying this in a bad way. When I signed that contract and left Vincenzo's lap of luxury, every brother got a raise, including you guys. So the raise you got was because I signed.
You were the shoot version of whenever we left New Japan and they got like small raises there. When you left, we all got big raises in WWE.
Holy.
There's a baby.
Hey, look at that guy.
That baby.
Is that Cassie right there?
Okay. Think the baby have it.
Hold on. Gallows, quiet. Is this Cash's podcast debut?
Oh, my God. What a sweet baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
30 years from now, when he's running the business, he's going to go, my very first podcast was on Talking Shop with Chris Jericho in the pandemic.
Boy, what a piece. He can't hear us. It's okay. He just sees us.
And then Krusty old Gallows knocks on the door and goes, can I get a raise as a producer?
Yeah, he'll be running Talking Shop in Maine.
Yeah, say bye.
Impaired at all.
And he's going to go, Big LG, I'll get a raise, but are you still running the Wrestling America show?
You're only here because my dad kind of likes you anyway, so can you get out of my office? Okay.
I'm calling right now, Talking Shop of Mania, part 13 or 15, Brush Boy versus Cashy. With Gallows and Chato on pole.
I want to see Gallows on a pole like a pig that's getting cooked.
You want to spit roast me, you son of a bitch?
Yeah. We should have done that in Hawaii with Uncle Al and Malibu Al.
What was the brother's name we went boating with?
I want to put an apple in your mouth. No.
Crazy Steve?
Rocky. What was his name? Rocky.
Paul McGee.
Your Hawaiian brother that took us out boating in Hawaii. Rocky Ikea.
Prince Ikea?
You or whatever, right?
No. Oh.
Yeah. He went to the club and got Ikea.
So we went to Hawaii, Rock, and Jericho knew a brother named Rocky Ikea that had a boat in Hawaii just because he used to.
But he didn't actually know like if he was going to be around. He goes, I think if we walk down here, we'll see him.
It's the son of Curtis Ikea. Yeah. You know, everyone knows Curtis Ikea, and famous Jericho guy. Goes, Rocky was his son.
I'm pretty sure that guy that I used to work with named Rocky Ikea has a boat, you know, on this beach. And we're like, what? Like, and Chris hadn't talked to him how long, Chris?
No,
15 years or 20 years? And all of a sudden, we're walking, and Chris goes, There he is!
No way.
And he's just, he's relaxing on the boat, and he takes us for a ride, and of course he wanted double pay.
Brothered out boat ride, he's giving us drinks. It was amazing.
Yeah. Chris, he wanted to double the shot, right?
Too many millionaires on a boat.
Rocky Ikea is down here on his catamaran.
Yeah,
he told the greatest story, which we will not repeat here. To this day, the word Ikea'd means something to us. It was the funniest day, and that was the original hangout day of Gallows Anderson and Jericho.
Shop?
Watch your brother.
Then happened later that night. Is that what happened?
You see this sometimes. Like the first one happened that hadn't been around the boys in a while, and they, like about 30 minutes in, his face lit up, his demeanor changed, like everything bad he'd ever done came back into his mind. And he was in full. He'd been this docile, sweet man, like living out in Hawaii, and then he just back. Like, I don't know what he did when we left and went back to the hotel, but I feel like whatever it was, he got in trouble with his significant other the next day.
Yeah, like he literally, like just like he was talking to a nice guy, and then light switch happened, and just it was 1982. All over again.
I'm going to drink everything.
I remember being hung over on that boat and just going like, oh, I'm going to puke, brother.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Did you?
I'm like, we hit some waves. It was a catamaran, so it's kind of back and forth.
When's the boat going to stop going farther?
So do we stop and turns around here?
Yeah, and he just turns around and goes back, and it's like, that was it? Uh-oh. Now I got to wrestle? Oh.
Now I got to wrestle?
Hey, man.
It was free.
It was free.
Well, it was free for us.
There wasn't much
more
guarantee than that.
So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. He didn't give me anything for free. He's like, yeah, we toured Japan seven times. $500 an hour,
pal.
I do remember that when we showed up in Hawaii, because we had kind of, I kind of knew Big LG back from his previous life. I just met Chato. I remember we did a talk.
That was
shop
like
in San
that was
Diego,
like a very preliminary like we there? Just had a talk. Like you just talked to some guys. Yeah. Hey,
yes. Like,
how do you like the wrestling?
Hi, how are you? Hi, who are you?
It was still pretty good though.
Oh, you? What are you doing over there? Japan. I used to work there too. So we go to Hawaii, and we're like we meet up whatever you know, piece of shit you know, meet each other like magnets. And like, we're going to go, we're going to go to the hotel bar and we'll drink for a bit.
Have some fun.
And then we're going to walk down the strip in Honolulu. It's a great strip. Lots of great stuff. We're going to surf. We're
so many activities.
Catamaran. We're going to parachute, whatever. We sit down at like 1 and like at 9, we're still
at 9,
sitting
Johnny
there.
Ace
and
is face like down beside the pool.
Nakamura's out. Johnny Ace is out. Everyone's out. Woods is off his rocker.
Toothless Stone Cold, what do you think of that?
Justin Bonaventura, what do you think of that?
Johnny Ace had too many cocktails and he can't handle his salt, apparently, so he had to go and take himself a mid-afternoon face-down nap on the concrete beside the in-ground swimming pool built by the the Honolulu beachfront.
Jesus.
What?
Jeez.
Oh, Gordy Canuck, what are you doing here? Oh. Gordy Canuck?
Hey, guys, remember the time we went to fucking Honolulu and got so fucking drunk we had to buy a bottle of Malibu for Malibu Lal, and then the security guards came, holy fuck,
I jumped out the
roof that day.
Yeah, I missed Gordy Canuck. I just can't do the voice. Which talking shop did we do? This is when I knew we were in real trouble with our talking shop, Talk is Jericho. We do the podcast. Then we go downstairs where the boys are hanging out. And I'm not going to say names, but some real heavy hitters are having some real heavy drinks that you don't usually see out.
No, that was China.
We walked in and I was like, I'm too hammered to even stand in this room right now. And there's like guys wrestling in the corner, guys like slurring whiskey out of the bottle. And I'm like, I know I'm physically blacking out while standing here, and I don't know where this is going to end up. And we just walked into the party.
That was me and Joe Hannon getting into a fist fight.
Just because.
Now we can tell. Why? We love Joe Hannon, and maybe, now we can tell the story.
Maybe
I remember the next day. I think he said to Chad, he goes, he's all still mad. He goes, I'll never forget what the f***er said to me. And Chad goes, what did he say? And he goes, I don't remember. I'm still hammered to the airport. He's going to give some revelation to Chris really. What did he say?
I don't remember. Cena was there. He slipped and fell down. Everyone was fighting. Kung fu fighting everywhere. I woke up on the floor of my room. With Fit Finley kicking me. Get up, you
it's
asshole.
Shanghai.
Get over to the airport. Get over to the airport. And as I'm doing that, Spider, the referee's packing all my gear.
He's out.
Because I'm just on the floor. And we didn't take down all of our microphones and stuff. So we had microphones and wires and stuff hanging everywhere. And Johnny Ace is like, I thought you guys were doing karaoke last night.
I went, oh, is that what he asked?
Yeah, because that's what we do in our rooms, okay. Johnny.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what a
podcast is. Oh, yeah.
I love karaoke. But I'm Pearl Jam's bad finishes.
So Fit packs all my bags, and our Spider packs my bags. Fit's making me up. Joe Henning left his passport at the airport, so he has to go back. We land in Detroit, and we got to go from Detroit to freaking Baltimore.
Fuck this!
I was like, I can't go. I can't take another flight. So as we all grab our bags and walk out of Detroit, you're supposed to go to the right to catch your connection.
Chris,
I walk to the left, and I hear
Chris.
Chris, come this way. Come over here.
You guys.
Come over here. I'm like, I get into a taxi. I'm like, take me to the
just
nice.
Just ignored him.
Now.
Take me to the nicest hotel now. Kathy from WWE, buy me a first class ticket from Detroit to Baltimore tomorrow.
That's when you know you're Chris Jericho. That's pimp. I love it.
Fucking awesome.
But look at Chad's clothes. He's got some nice.
That's one of
I like that yellow shirt on the side.
He had that one on display because it's expensive.
Yeah. He's very proud of that yellow shirt.
Rock, you know about the Chris Jericho Japanese tour book? The Chris Jericho Japanese tour book is this.
No.
We're going to Japan with Jericho now. Like, we're bodied up with him. We're pals. We're going to have a great time. So we get there, and you got to remember, like, you know, we think we're the shit in Japan. Like, we're the fucking Bullet Club. We got all our sponsors. We got all our shit together. Chris has been the man in Japan way longer, and he was there in a different time. Like, we thought we were wild in Japan. We get there, and we go out with one of our guys, and we're having a good time, and we're at a bar, and everyone's having fun. We're having drinks. Well, Chris is like, we need more drinks. We need them faster. We need this. We need that. And all of a sudden, he decides to start beating up our sponsors and tell him he's like,
was that fat
you know what? Fuck this guy. I'll pay for everything. Kim, this
this, and we're
yeah, I was so mad that Chado just wanted to be nice to his sponsors.
I'm trying to for all your like, shit, not being nice to say some to sponsor. My new friend Chris Jericho, who's been here forever, like, we don't beat up the sponsors like anymore while Chris is smacking them.
Hold on, Pat, pause for 1 second. Chad, do you remember when I saw you on the street when I was trying to get a hold of you, and I saw you on the street in Tokyo, and you said where you're going to go? I was like, oh, sure. Now you're here. And you're like, what did I do wrong?
You're
like,
I was such a jerk. Junker Co.
But what I'm getting to is the Japanese people. So out of this, like, we break off, we come back together, we're doing all these things throughout the night, whatever. And then, you know, like, Jericho went one way, we went the other late. We go back to the hotel, we're at the Sumo Arena the next day, and we're all laughing all crazy night last night. And Fit Finley, who we all love and who is no stranger to a good time as well, walks in with a book, like a book, like as thick as a tour book. I'm using my hands right now, but you can't see them.
Yes.
But it, I mean, it's, I don't know, 30 pages. And he walks up and we're thinking like, oh, well, what is this? Is this something about the tour? Whatever. He goes, hey, Chris, you're going to have to pay for some damages last night. And it's like an old photo book, like we had when we were kids, of like family reunions. And it's like 10 to 15 pages, but it's like all different things broken through the hotel where like, once Drunken Co. came out, he was like, I'm going to bash the light. I'm going to throw the vase. I'm going to do like, wow, what a real rock star. Like, he gets delivered a book, and then the bills are the last rock star.
Well, I too is a rock star when he starts
walking. He is, yeah. It's amazing.
That's fucking dope.
I lost my mind, and that's the night that I sent you guys. Because we had a great text group for a short period of time, which was Gallows, Anderson, Jericho, Samoa Joe, and Roman Big Goose, and it was one of my favorites. And then we realized,
great brothers,
we can't drag a family life down into this. He's got a big
crew. We're taking him out of dirty.
Get rid of it.
Right.
I remember we came back to the whatever hotel we're in. Tokyo. It was not the Tokyo Dome Hotel. I can't remember what it was. And I was just like off my rocker. That was the night I think Roppongi somewhere. And I was trying to grab this vase.
Yeah.
Vase. I don't know how you pronounce it. I was trying to grab it off the wall, and it was stuck to the wall. So I pulled the vase as hard as I could, and it came off. And so did the desk. So the whole desk and vase came down and created this big smash thing. And then me and we ran away, Chris. And then I just filmed this video of me just rolling down the hall.
Then I remember you were.
Yes, it was me. It was me. Remember I filmed that video of us just rolling around? Roman goes, damn it. Why'd you, brother, get your shit together?
Yeah.
So the next day, I'm like, no one's going to ever find this. Like, you know, whatever. I smash some shit. I go to bed. Whatever. Like Big LG just said, Fit calls me in. You got some damage to pay for? And like, there's the photo book, picture by picture, moment taken by from moment. The security camera. I could find it for another day. Smash, 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 smash. And I'm like, I'm busted. And of course I'm busted. This shit, man. You can't get away with this shit here.
Goes, Chris, do you remember unscrewing the light bulbs for some reason? He goes, is that why my hands hurt?
No, that was a different country, bro.
Hey, listen, it's my story. I'm sticking
to it. My fingers are burned.
You're crossing countries, brother. You're getting chill
across.
Out.
Let me.
Yeah, guys, let Chris talk. Yeah.
Let me finish.
Talking shop is dangerous.
So anyway, I go sit down, and now it's the manager of the hotel, and it's like going to the principal's office. The manager wants to see you. Like, I know I'm guilty. And listen, I've been to Japan 50 times then. It's 60 now. I know how they are.
The lecture.
I don't need the fucking the lecture. I'm a crazy gaijing. I'm a crazy foreigner. I'll pay for it. And I'm thinking, what am I going to make for this tour? Like, probably, I don't know, $5,000. I'm like,
whatever,
maybe six or I'd say, let's say $7,500 for whatever it was. So the guy comes, he gives me the bill for 50,000 yen, and I'm like,
that one's on the house.
that's $5,000. So that leaves you. This tour's on the house. And then I realized, like, hold on a second.
$50,000 for all
that's
that?
$500.
I'm going out again tonight.
And then I started laughing. I'm like, what? Take 1,000.
Oh, really?
Crazy, buddy. And whoever the brother was, he was a WWE representative. And I started laughing. And it's like, what's the problem, Chris? It's only $500.
He had no teeth either.
No. I'm like, okay. And Ed Wells is very like, Ed is apologizing, suit and tie, little guy from Chicago. He's like, we sure dodged a bullet on that. I'm like, yeah, but it was only $500. He goes, don't you dare. So that was the night that I ended up in the Tokyo Drake graveyard running from the cops when I bought Jamoa the strip club in Drake Roppongi.
Yeah, though, when you booted the mirror off that car.
I'll tell you what, that was so my all time favorite tour of so Japan. Fun. Such good times.
Holy shit.
We should probably start winding down here. Like, this is great stuff, but I think Shadow's his son came back again, which I think is probably recon, maybe from.
Dude, Chris, can I tell one story that I forgot to
please
to
do
tell
please do.
On the podcast when me and you did that?
We had a great podcast. And the headline, Gallows, was Did Rocky Romero Create Talking Shop? With that, yeah, handle, we drew 100,000 downloads with this guy, and no one's ever heard of him before.
Exactly,
bitches. Roppongi Vice.
So, Roppongi Vice. So, dude, the first time I ever met you, Chris, I was like
Mark
15 or something like that, right? You'll never remember this.
Right now.
I was just a little Mark, and my mom got back right now. Yeah. Nothing's changed. And my mom got me tickets to Monday Night Nitro, like after a pay-per-view or something. I want to say it's like October because it was around my birthday.
In Anaheim or in LA or where?
No, in Vegas.
Okay.
MGM Grand.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So
I just wondered. I don't know what they were doing.
Mom, dude. This is why I can't read my ads. This is why I can't read my ads live on the air.
Did she get you a blow bag at 11 p.m. after the show?
This is what I deal with all the time. This is why every
what? That's because we don't have the right sponsors yet.
After a week, Chris, this is legit.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, so
we're just wrapping up, Chado, because we know you got stuff going on. That's okay. We're wrapping up. No. Rocky's telling a story, and Gallus keeps interrupting him lasciviously.
Of course. So my mom gets us tickets to Nitro, and it's a birthday present to me. So
nice.
We're staying at like Excalibur or something like that. You guys were staying at MGM, of course, because that's where the show was.
Of course, brother.
And my cousin and I were like 15 or something. We, you know, the only thing you can do in Vegas is like go to arcades, right? So we go over to New York, which hasn't been that old at this time.
Not really.
So we go over to New York, and we're like playing the arcade games and stuff like that. And you walk in, you and Eddie Guerrero walk in.
Nice.
And I like lose my shit. I'm like, what the? What are they
doing?
They don't
go to real places.
Like, we got to have a show in like about an hour. Like we're just.
Before the show?
This is before the show.
Holy shit. Were we loaded?
So we're at the arcade. And we see you guys like walking. You guys are kind of like casually playing games. I think you were more casually playing games. And then and I see you from afar and I'm like, oh shit, there's fucking Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero. This is so cool. I was like, I got to go talk to them. So I go up to you and I go, hey, Chris, do you mind if I get an autograph? And you're like, sure, bud. And
sure, asshole.
Write me a little autograph.
I probably called you bud.
Little bud. Stuff like that. Sure.
I thought he was four.
You're super nice.
But, I'm a little toddler.
To Eddie.
In the arcade. I go, Eddie, trying to reach up and play the games. So, little Pac-Man kicking his hands up there.
I go, Eddie, can I get your autograph, dude? No. He goes, no.
Yeah, he was
and
tired.
He just kind of walks off. And I'm just like, yeah, he was tired.
Probably, yeah.
And I think he had just turned heel.
That's
or something like
yeah,
that,
yeah, that's old school Eddie. Yeah, you don't sign autographs, right?
And then I was like, man, this sucks. And then you turn to me and you go, give him like 5 minutes, go back up to him and ask him again. I bet you he'll give you an autograph.
Nice.
That's what you said. So then you guys start playing games and stuff.
I didn't
like
know
that.
You
I'm
were
watching
just a little
Mark,
like
bro.
I love him.
Trying to figure out.
He still is.
Well, I wasn't, but to be honest, they were the first wrestlers I ever met.
That's
in my
fun,
life,
big deal.
Like, in
big
person. Deal. You know, I never like seen anybody anywhere. So it was a mega big deal. And I was big fans of the two.
He
so,
was a big fan
so, like,
of
I
the
wait
duo.
I literally waited 5 minutes. I kept asking people. There was no clock. There's no clocks in Vegas. So I had to ask the person that was like working there. I was like, what time is it? She's like, it's 3:30. And I was like, can you let me know when it's 3:35? So like I walk back over and I go, and you guys are playing. You see me and you're kind of like, give me like the Iggy, like, go ahead. And then I don't know if you thought it was funny or what. So then I go to
makes,
Eddie.
That makes a lot more sense.
I was crawling, of course, like a G.I. Joe. And then I go, Mr. Grew, I'm a huge fan. Can, do you mind if I get an autograph? And he's like, fine. And he kind of like gave me an autograph, gives it to me. I was like so pumped. Then you guys, you said, all right, man, hey, great to see you guys. I was like, we're going to the show. You're like, cool, man, we'll see you guys there. And then you guys went off and did your thing. And then we realized that like wrestlers
then you get in are full like creep around. Yeah.
So then we went over to MGM and we found super creepy. Oh, and we found like Scott Norton, Ric Flair,
Rage and Chaos, Robbie brother, High Voltage.
Chaos, what are they?
High Voltage. Our attitude determines our altitude.
High dosage, they should have been called.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, Toothless Stone Cold, give it to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming down to my fucking hole. High dosage, Robbie Rage and Kendall Chaos.
Toothless Stone Cold might be our new ring announcer. We can save the 400 on
Oh, my gosh.
Holy shit.
I think Pizzer just lost his job, brother.
Exactly. You better not show up. I'll pay you $2,000 not to show up.
Toothless Stone Cold.
If we get Clint Bobsky, there's going to be one other talent on the show. It's just going to be us talking to Clint Bobsky because we can't afford anyone else.
Nobody else will be allowed to talk.
What do you think, Clint?
Yeah, it's over.
Way over.
This is the best. It's so great to do this again, man. Since Nuremberg till now, with all these other great experiences, rotating fourth Rocky, who probably at this point should just be nobody. The fourth member because no one else is going to want to be involved in this shit because everyone's finally, terrified these days.
Yeah, finally.
Honestly, all shit aside, great to reconnect with you guys. You guys are my brothers. But it's been a couple months now, so
we don't have to cry
on each other's shoulders and shit. But I think it does. It really does, man, because there's no reason for it. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? That was done. We're cool. We're good. Here's the next thing. Gallows just said we need to
I don't want to go somewhere with a nice beach. Let's go to a miserable town where we're forced to hang out.
Let's just fly to North. Let's fly to North Dakota.
Why let's go to like beach? Bismarck again and just clothesline stop signs.
Listen, brothers, hold on. I love you guys, but I'm not willing to take a connection.
I don't know why I'm telling another guy.
Actually, I agree with that.
Jericho,
I want to go somewhere
in Tampa,
so
it's two against you two, sons of bitches.
Oh, I was almost going to invite you guys over today, Chado, because we had an NFL party, but I'm like, if we get drunk together with our wives, we might not be able to do this. But we've been reaching out to each other to see each other.
Soon, yeah.
And we're Swiss Family Knox is soon. Really trying to get me to drive to Tampa for the weekend anyway. So there could be some brothering to be done. We're ending the podcast on this story. This is how big of a piece of shit I am, because one of the best compliments I've ever gotten was Chris said it took me 28 years to find as big of a piece of shit as me, and I did. It's you, Gallows. And it's a big compliment. Last week, I had two of my friends coming down just to hang out by the pool. We weren't going to do anything. Then the city of Sylvester, Georgia bought Sylvester Slam. So I said, hey, Knox, I know you were coming over to hang out, but you have to wrestle. And he goes, well, I don't wrestle anymore. I go, well, I'm going to give you this much money, and you're going to wrestle, and that's what we're going to do. So I forced him to do it. Yeah.
I was in an Elimination Chamber match with Knox in the main event, man.
Hold on. He said he doesn't wrestle anymore. He's going to not take a booking?
Oh. Come on.
I'm asking you, Gallows.
Is that an answer? He's
okay?
Asking you, did he say he's not?
I drank a whole bottle of Dixie during that.
No. I can tell.
My heart's fluttering.
Wait.
Yes, he did wrestle.
I'm so confused.
You. I don't know where I was going with that.
I didn't ask that.
What did you ask? What was your question?
Chris, let's wrap this up, brother.
8x10s are $20, Chad.
I need
one. We're wrapping it up right now. Hold on a second. Someone here is going to wrap up in honor of the 700th episode, how great it is that Talk is Jericho lasted for 700 episodes. I just want to say, hold on, guys. Howard Finkel? God bless you, Fink. Fink is coming from heaven to congratulate me.
And I wouldn't do it if it wasn't for some of my all-time favorite wrestling superstars. On behalf of Azucar Rock, Rocky Romero, everyone's favorite minion, the machine gun, Carl Anderson, the small work rate half of the tag team, the big LG, Doc Gallows, one of the most creative, innovative, most offensive men to ever live, and the Ayatollah of piss-soaked rock and roll, the million-viewer man, Chris Jericho. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Talk and Shop, presented by the 700th episode of Talk is Jericho. I'm going to rest with Bruiser Brody.
Jesus.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Mark's now. Talk is Jericho with Talking Shop. Fuck.